It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. We received a nice compliment along with a question from Stan in Lexington. He says by email, "I love WEKU. I listen to WEKU in my car, at my bedside table with the alarm clock, and it is number one in my car and my wife's car. I've also been listening to it in my office via streaming on the computer, and like I said, until recently, because for some reason the listening app is not working properly." We wrote back to Stan, and he clarified that the issue is with the web stream on his desktop. We're not quite sure what's happening, but we'll look into it this week after the holiday. Meanwhile, we're wondering if anyone else is having this problem and can help us figure out when and eventually why. Stay tuned for our contact information in just a moment. Karen from Hazard posted a note on Facebook saying, "Thank you for your special coverage of the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. I was not near a television and really appreciated being able to hear it on the radio." And here's a call to the listener comment line from yet another fan of our music station in the Lexington area, Classic 102.1.
I listen daily to your station, and I congratulate you for having the courage, the strength, the insight to have this program coming through the station.
We invite you to send or call in your comments about our programming, news, even technical issues. Email us at weku@eku.edu, post on our Facebook page, or call the listener comment line, 859-622-1657. We'll gladly keep your comment anonymous, but please be sure to leave your name and callback information. That number again, 859-622-1657, the email, weku@eku.edu. Then tune in again next Monday at this time for listener feedback on 88.9 WEKU.